Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
Wow, I'm a wee bit nervous. Nerves, excitement, not exactly sure what's going on here. But I'm in Dallas, and I'm getting myself ready to go into the Daystar TV network, which is a Protestant network. And I think that's why I have a little bit of nerves going through me. I'm going to be speaking about my journey, and I want to stay true and not be scared to speak the faith. We all have moments where we don't exactly know how it will be received. Now, Daystar TV, in case you're not familiar, is like the second largest global Christian network out there. So I will be on the Marcus and Joni show live. So there's no there's no retaking. There's no editing at 11 o'clock Central today, 12 o'clock Eastern time. And it's just going to be, I pray, all about the Holy Spirit. I am going to do my best to try and pull myself out of it, any kind of fear, because I know that that's not from God. I know that the fear is coming from the evil one. The evil one doesn't want anyone, perhaps a fallen away Catholic who went to another Christian denomination, to see maybe what I'm saying and question, should I go back to the church and the sacraments? I'm trying to logically pray my way through this, but spiritually give this 100% to God. This is what it's all about. I have always prayed for God to put me out into the world, into places where I can really hopefully bring God to that person who isn't there. And it's difficult to do. I speak at a lot of Christian Catholic events already. And I keep thinking, Lord, I think you want me to be out there for people who don't know you, right? Like me. But how do you get out there? Well, maybe this is one of those venues. Who knows what comes out of today? So I am just telling you that I struggle along with every single person to spend your time and your heart and your energy right here, right now with God. It took me a while to get this podcast out this morning because I was trying to get myself ready first. And then I prayed the rosary and I prayed my St. Bridget prayer and I read the readings and I didn't meditate. So I'm going to try and get that in before I get in the car, which comes and picks me up at 9:30. I have no idea. I think it's excitement, not nerves. I have no idea what today will bring, but I'm very excited to bring the joy and the love of Jesus to the world. Bring the joy and the love of the Catholic sacramental graces that have so much transformed my life, and to be joy. So I would love to ask a favor of anyone who's listening to say a prayer that the Spirit speak through me, that I get myself out of the way, that I deliver and protect my event today with the blood of Jesus Christ, pour it over me and protect me from any kind of influence of evil or the world around me, or even myself. I really do not want this to be about me. I want this to be about Jesus and all that he has done in my life, all for his glory, all for his church, all for the things that I truly believe he brought me to. Us truth seekers out there don't want to be lied to. And so maybe, just maybe, there's a soul or two out there that will see this and have the Spirit move in their soul, move in their heart, and have them take that one step forward to go back to the Catholic Church or to check out the Catholic Church and the sacraments and the graces through those sacraments that have saved my life over and over and over again. Thank you for your prayers in advance. This is a super short podcast because I just wanted to come out and tell you that, you know, we're all fearful sometimes of speaking about our faith. It's not always going to be well received by anyone and everyone. But we have to know if we do it with love, we do it with passion, and we do it with God, actually let God kind of take the reins and see where it goes. How can we go wrong? It's when we try to overpower the Spirit within us and control the conversation and let fear overrule us. That's the real battle for me today, is to take these nerves that I hope is positive Holy Spirit excitement in me and let it flow. Do not be afraid. How many times does Jesus say that in the Bible? Do not be afraid. I've heard it's 365 times, one time for every day. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Peace be with you. Those kinds of things. But I haven't proven or researched that. So I'm not sure, but it's a whole lot of times. And it's something that we all must practice. So let's today together share the love that God has given us, share the mercy that we have received from the Lord, and something like a story in your life with someone around you who needs that light, who needs that love, who wants that peace. Thank you for your prayers in advance. I love you all. You can go to daystar.com. You can watch it live, or it's on many cable and satellite companies, so it could be on your TV if you're around a TV. 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern, Daystar, daystar.com. I love you all. Thank you for your prayers, and I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day. Sorry about that. Have a blessed day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.